Thank you for tuning in to the weekly podcast from San Jacinto Assembly of God in Amarillo, Texas. If you'd like to know more about our church, visit us online at www.sjag.church. Now, here's this week's message.
Well, get out your Bibles with me this morning, and we're going to be over in the book of Nehemiah for a little bit. I'm taking a break from what I've been preaching about producers for our Thanksgiving message this morning. Isn't God good? Isn't His presence been great this morning? And we go into His presence, and it's what a privilege is. You know, the world doesn't get to do that. They don't get to go in and say, "Hey, Father," we get to do that as children. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. You know, this coming Thursday, many families will come together and celebrate Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe it's already here, but that's true, and it's going to take place. Some will meet at a family member's home for a big meal and family time. And you'll be so stuffed that you'll be miserable for the next 3 hours and then wonder, can we eat again? Others will meet at a restaurant for a turkey meal with family. And then some families will have friends join them either at their house or join them at the restaurant. And just having that moment of Thanksgiving and that gathering together, that's all coming this Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. Robin and I and Amanda and Megan and Maddie, we're all going to Yukon, Oklahoma. And we're going to spend some time with my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law there and father-in-law. And so I'm looking forward to that until Robin told me this morning, because we're planning on going down on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, and being there for noon, the lunch, and then we're staying all night and coming back Friday. But she told me this morning that she wants to be there to help cook. So that means we have to leave Amarillo like 6 o'clock. And I was just planning on kind of sliding in for dinner or lunch. And so I'm thinking this over in my head this morning, but I'm looking forward to being with family and looking forward to all the good food and that time together. You know, it's a time that many look forward to, and sad to say that many look back to a time in the past when others were with them. I find myself doing that more and more the older I get. I think about how we would all gather at my mother's house, and Mom would let anybody do a thing, and she wanted to do it all, even the dishes, and I was happy with that. But, you know, all the fellowship, all that coming together, and sometimes we look past, but I'm not going to let them not being here keep me from celebrating with those that are still here. Because that's what would happen if we're not careful. Do I miss them? Yes, I do. Tremendously. I have noticed just over here on McMaster Street when I leave here and turn left, and I run right into a little house that's painted white with red trim. And you say, well, that's nothing special. Well, to me it is, because it looks just like my grandmother's house. So maybe that's why I'm a little more emotional this year. I don't know, thinking about all the times we had at grandma's house. And it really wasn't that good. There was no air conditioning. There was, you know, it wasn't all that great. The good old days wasn't, but the family was. So, but anyhow, we look at those times and we have this time of the year that we get together. I thank God that we have things throughout the year that break up the everyday things. Amen. Wouldn't life be boring if we had nothing to break it up? So I thank God for the holidays that we have and the seasons that we go through, and that God has gave them to us, and I so much enjoy them. And I want to have a good Thanksgiving, because literally, when we think about it, it is a Thanksgiving celebration when we come together. I say celebration because surely Thanksgiving is an occasion to celebrate. When we give thanks, it's an occasion that we should celebrate. With that thought in mind, I want us to look at Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27 this morning. Now, I have never preached that. You know, I was telling somebody the other day that this will be my 17th Thanksgiving message to this church. And so you try to use different material every time. I've never preached in Nehemiah for Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna attempt to do that this morning. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27 says, "Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, this, with both thanksgiving and singing, with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for your presence today in this house. I'm so thankful for each person here and those that are watching online this morning. Lord, may in this service, God, and throughout this week, may we meditate and think about things, God, that we should be thankful for. And Lord, may you lead and guide the words that are spoken today, and may they just challenge us in our lives, in our hearts, God, we pray. Amen. Now, in verses 27 through 47, if you read the passage of Scripture, you have the whole Thanksgiving celebration described throughout these verses. You'll find not only the fact that they proclaimed they were going to do it, but you'll find the whole process of it and how it all came about. What was the occasion for this Thanksgiving celebration and the dedication? This was after Israel had been in captivity for 70 years. They went in captivity like God had said they would go because of their rebellion. And they went into captivity with the Babylonians. And now they're coming out a little by little, just as God would proclaim. Actually, if you read Ezekiel, when he speaks of when these dry bones live again, he's actually encouraging Israel as they go into captivity, encouraging them, saying, one day you'll be a nation again. One day you'll come out and you will live again. A lot of the things that we use for Scripture that we try to encourage ourselves was meant for Israel to be encouraged in that 70-year period, that God will not forget you in Babylon and will bring you back out. So we find this in this passage of Scripture. This is after 70 years. Ezra, before this, had headed up the building of the temple. They had came and they laid the foundation. And the foundation was so much smaller than Solomon's temple. The Bible said there was mixed feelings. How many know sometimes we have mixed feelings about church? Some are happy about church. Some are sad about church. When they laid the foundation for the new temple that was to be built after they came out of captivity, there was some that praised God and the older ones were weeping because it didn't look quite like what Solomon's temple looked like. But you know, they forgot the point. God brought them back. God brought them back into the land, back into Jerusalem. And sometimes we forget that because of all the circumstances are going on of what God does in our life. And so we find this. The temple has been built, but the city walls had not been built back up. Now, living back then was different than living today. It was dangerous to have a city that had no walls. You were very likely to be attacked by an enemy that would come back right in and take everything you own, all your money, all the women, and kill all the men. So the city was sitting there, Jerusalem, God's apple of his eye, with no walls. And if you get into the story, if you read Nehemiah, and I know some of you are familiar with it, you'll find that Nehemiah gets the news that this temple's built, but the city's walls are still destroyed and still open, and enemies can come in and out, and there's nothing to protect them. When he heard that news, he started to weep. He met with his emotions with God's people and their situation. Can I say today, sometimes we need to take time out and meet with the emotions of others and what they're going through. That we too may be a person or a people that would pray for a brother or sister that's going through a difficult time. So Nehemiah wept and he started praying. And in the midst of all that, Nehemiah was sent to repair the walls and the gates of Jerusalem. And in verse 27, where we pick it up, we find that the wall is complete. And it was a thanksgiving celebration because of what God had done. This is where we join verse 27 this morning. You know, this Thanksgiving celebration that we tap into because it's a dedication of the wall, but it's also Thanksgiving and it's a celebration of it. It didn't just happen, it was planned. It didn't just come about, but it was a planned occasion. Which brings me to my first thought this morning about this passage of Scripture. The first thing is Thanksgiving becomes an integrated part of our lives. We allocate time to be thankful. When we allocate time to be thankful, Thanksgiving becomes an integrated part of us when we allow time. Put time there to be thankful. In this story, we find this time was set aside upon the completion of the wall. It didn't happen before the completion. It happened after the wall had been completed. All the gates had been built back up, and everything was secure. Some of the commentaries I read spoke of the fact that this dedication happened right after the walls were complete. Others say it was shortly after the wall, because if you read the passages before this, you'll find that they had to gather up all the people and bring them in for the service. But it was planned. Another commentator said this, that it happened 12 years after the wall was built. I don't really agree with that one. You know, the thing about reading commentaries is you need to let God guide you in what they're saying. The key here, though, is that it happened. The key is that whether it was immediately or maybe a day to round everybody up, the key is that Thanksgiving happened. There was a celebration of Thanksgiving. It was a planned occasion that they allotted time for in order to give thanks. In my own life, and I don't know about you, when I get things that you people have blessed us so much over the last 17 years, but when those blessings come in, whether it's pastor appreciation or whether it's on my birthday or whatever it is, I like to send thank you cards out. And I have found in my life that if I do not make a time in my schedule to sit down and write those thank you cards out, they will not be written out. I've learned that. Why? Because I know myself. Listen, I can go, I don't know if they're still there, but I can go to the attic of my mother's house where my brother has bought that, living there. It's his house now. I can go up there, and I think my high school thank you notes are still there that I did not send out. I'm sorry if you gave me a gift, but I didn't. At the age of 18, I just didn't make time for such a thing. And I apologize to you, but none of you knew me then. But I'm just saying that I'm making a point. The reason they had a Thanksgiving celebration is they had set time aside to be thankful. They made an effort to it. And it's the same thing with you and me. We won't be able to be thankful if we don't set time aside in order to have that moment of Thanksgiving. Even the Thanksgiving celebration we have coming up this Thursday had required the same thing. Thanksgiving might not be celebrated in the United States today were it not for a patient, persistent woman named Sarah Hale. It is well known that the first Thanksgiving Day was celebrated by the Pilgrim's Fathers in 1621 to give thanks for the winter in the New World. In 1789, President George Washington issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation to commemorate the first Pilgrim celebration. But Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, discontinued it, calling Thanksgiving a kingly practice. After this, Thanksgiving was observed by some individual states and on whatever date suited them fancy. And then in 1828, listen to this, it's been a while back, Mrs. Hale, the editor of the magazine Godly Ladies book, an author of the poem, Mary Had a Little Lamb, began campaigning for the restoration of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. We don't just celebrate this Thursday by accident. This Thursday was fought for, and it was planned out for our country to give a day that we will have Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving celebration on. It didn't just happen, it was planned. And I think about that when we apply it to our own lives, is that we also must have those moments in our life that we set aside in our life, that occasion that we set aside, that we say, I'm going to take time to be thankful in my life because it's important. So let me tell you, listen, Thanksgiving felt is not the same as Thanksgiving expressed. Let me say that again. Thanksgiving felt is not the same as Thanksgiving expressed. You may feel thankful, but the person doesn't know you're thankful. You may feel thankful unto God in your heart, but it's not until you express it with your lips that He sees it or hears it. It's important that we set a time for those moments. We often want to express thanksgiving, but wait too long, and then it becomes awkward. Listen, it would be awkward for me to send my high school graduation thank you notes. And then I'd send them a picture of a 64-year-old man. Thank you. That gift has got me here thus far. I don't know about you, but it is awkward sometimes when you wait too long to express your thanks, to let them know that you're thankful. I have thought about it, and it's really been on my heart here lately as I think about in 2016 when I had that heart attack. And I still remember it getting out of the back of the, or not getting out, rolling me out of the back of the ambulance. And the doors of that hospital, in Mercy Hospital in Rogers, Arkansas, the doors were flung open. And all those people waiting there to work on me. And the doctor that did the stent and opened that up. And I think to myself, I should have sent him a thank you note for saving my life. Or perhaps even those at the Royal Ranger at Camporama that were at the first aid station that were there to administer aspirin and different things to me. And sometimes we think, well, it's just their job. I'm paying them big money. No, I didn't pay them. The insurance did. Somebody said when I got an ambulance bill, and I think Pat told me it probably wouldn't have been that big if they would have went straight to the hospital. My ambulance bill was $3,000. Someone said, you're going to pay that? And yes, I am going to pay that. I appreciate them showing up. What I'm thinking and what I'm trying to express this morning is sometimes we need to think just for a moment and put some time aside to be thankful. Because without setting the time, without Nehemiah setting a time and broadcasting, hey, everybody come together because we're going to have a dedication and we're going to have a Thanksgiving celebration unto God. Sometimes we need to set that moment aside because if we don't, it will never happen. And it is a trained discipline in our life. I get the moments when all of a sudden something happens, you say, thank you, Lord. I understand that. But sometimes we have things happen in our life that we need to take a moment and express that thanks. And it will never happen unless we set that time aside and to express that moment that we develop that thanksgiving. See, one of the first things for Thanksgiving is to take place, for Thanksgiving to take place, is to get in the habit of making time to express our thankfulness. Come on, it's not going to happen until we make time to express our thankfulness. How do you know? I know by experience. See, we all have time. I know we live in a busy time. We live in a busy world. I don't know how you young parents do it with kids here going that way and stretching you every different direction and trying to get there. And then, like I said with Bella, with the three kids and the school and then our job and then all these things. I know we are busy in this world that we live in. And I get that. I get that even as a pastor sometimes. Some people say, what do you do? I say, well, I just show up a couple hours on Sunday. No, I got a lot more going on in between Sunday and Sunday. And it's easy to get busy in all this traffic, all the things that we do, and we don't take time. And the thing is this, we do have time in all our busyness. But we waste some time. Amen? Don't get upset with me. I've yet to figure out how we can sit in front of the TV for 3 hours and then an hour church service is too long. Ooh, no. Like I said, don't get upset with me. But yet we have a lot of time that we could actually allocate for something of thanksgiving in our lives. I tell you, there's people that stay on reels for hours endless, watching Facebook over, Instagram over, and next thing you know, you've spent 5 hours in front of that thing because it sucks you in. How many of you know they're designed to do that for you? We can't allocate time for Thanksgiving if we will take that moment and say, today, I'm going to be thankful. And today, each and every day, we can put time aside to give thanks unto God. But without allocating time, Thanksgiving will not take place in our life. Maybe even this Thursday, have a moment of thanksgiving. You may say, well, this morning, I get this, but where does Thanksgiving come from? Where does it come? Can I tell you this morning, our thanksgiving will stem from authentic awareness of our lives. It will stem out of authentic awareness of our lives. It will come out of that. I'll give you an illustration. It was Thanksgiving Day, and the town grouch was grumbling, as usual. Don't you have anything to be thankful for? A neighbor asked. Nope, he said. Have you considered thanking God for turning your nose upright? He could have put it on you upside down, and then when it rained, you would have drowned. And when you sneezed, you would have blown your thankless head off. I mean, he was not aware of his circumstance. Awareness is an amazing thing when we start to take moment. This was not so with Nehemiah. Nehemiah didn't go around and listen, he could have said, I built the wall. I did this, I did that. Nehemiah had an awareness of what had taken place to look at that wall and to see that wall finished and to see the gates hung. See, thankfulness stems from awareness, authentic awareness of what truly has taken place in our lives. The same thing with Nehemiah and this group of people. I can just see Nehemiah and all the people taking a moment as they looked at the completed wall. And they started to think, we've got to have a Thanksgiving celebration as we dedicate this wall to God. We've got to have a Thanksgiving celebration. Did you know that once they started to repair the wall, in 52 days it was completed? Now that's amazing. That would be amazing for today that we live in. 52 days it took them to finish that wall. This awareness had to bring thanksgiving that was expressed out of their hearts. Just 70 years prior to that, as I mentioned, the city laid in ruin. The temple was totally destroyed. David's house was burnt. The walls were knocked down. And in 52 days, they look and the walls are back up. They had to just think for a moment of awareness, authentic awareness. We could have not done this if it wouldn't have been for God. See, when we start to be aware of things in our life, instead of just going through life, thanksgiving will stem out of that awareness. It took a moment of reflecting in that allocated time to start to understand. You know, in this busy world that we live in, sometimes we need to step back and just meditate, reflect on what all has happened in our life. I, some of this is when we talk about awareness, the general overall awareness of life. We talk about stemming out of that awareness, the general overall awareness of her life. Listen, the prayers, when they look back and they're aware of this, they can think of this, the prayers that have been answered. Nehemiah had prayed 4 months before he was released from the king that he was serving. He was a cupbearer to go and be the one that would help build the wall. He also prayed many times throughout the building of that wall. So when we have that general overall awareness, when we say, well, God answered these prayers. How about you this morning? When you have that general awareness, when you look at your life and you think, my word, God has answered my prayer. God answered this prayer. When we were down and out, God answered this prayer. Oh, I thank God because I have awareness that He's been involved in my life. See, there's a general awareness that we all as Christians say, but God has done an amazing work. He's answered prayer after prayer. And I'm sure Nehemiah thought of that. Or maybe the provision that the king made. When they looked at the wall, there was a general awareness of the fact of that there was provision from God. That provision is an amazing thing. The king told Nehemiah, when Nehemiah was before him as a cupbearer, and what your cupbearer would do would take a drink of that to make sure it was not poison so the king could drink it. And when Nehemiah told him that I want, he says, why are you sad in my presence? He says, because my people, and he explained the situation. And the king said, listen, I'm going to give you everything you need. Go. You know, he provided everything that was needed to build the wall. Let me ask you this morning. In general awareness, I can say something like this. God has provided all my needs. He's been good to me. I literally, you'll hear me sometimes when I talk about giving into the kingdom. I may say something like this. God has always been faithful. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the provisions that God has given in my life. That's a general awareness that God has been with me. We all have those moments in our life of that general awareness. I can look back to some of my life. I can remember the time that I mounted a 16-inch tire on a 16.5-inch rim. I aired it up to 90 pounds. I was so quick, I'd already took the safety ring off the middle, and that tire blew up off the rim, blew through my, it led literally tread marks up my stomach, knocked my jaw back like that, knocked me up against the hill, went through the roof. Went through the roof, and I'm hollering at my brother Bobby to come back because I don't think I have a nose left on my face because I can't feel anything. I can say, God's been with me because I was not saved at that time. God watches over us. And so we can have a general awareness of the provision of God, whether it's safety, whether it's food on the table, whatever it may be, there's a general awareness. And I'm sure as they looked at that, there was a celebration of thanksgiving that God had done this. A general awareness of our lives. Maybe it was the general awareness of the challenges that they went through. They had opposition in those 52 days that did not want that wall built. They had challenges. And when we say something like, hey, God has been there through it all, or however it may be, how about us when we understand that God has been with us? If I was to ask you this morning, have you had a challenge since you started serving God? Have you had any opposition since you told your best friend that's not saved, I'm serving Jesus now? Have you had any opposition since you left the crowd that you used to run with and now you serve the Lord? And they're saying, that guy's crazy. We have a general thing of saying, God has been with me. Through the challenges, through the ups, through the downs that we have in our lives, God has been there. How many know that's something to be thankful for? Which starts to stem up inside of us. When we think, I'm glad my head didn't get blown off that day. 2 weeks later, there was a man that did the same thing I did, and it took his head off. Now, I didn't do that on purpose. Someone fed me 3 16-inch wheels with 1 16-5. I'm just saying there's awareness, that general awareness in our life that God has walked with me. God has been with me. God has been there. And I can say that, and you know, I don't know about y'all, but I almost feel like dancing right now when I start thinking of it, because I have a general awareness of God throughout my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. How can I tell you, you're not here by accident. You're not serving in the kingdom of God by accident. It's because God has been with you. God started dealing with you when you were wayward. God started dealing with you when you was a sinner. And I'm telling you, it's not by accident, but God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, hallelujah, has took time out of His schedule to work into your life. I'm just excited today in a general awareness that I'm here because of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're here this morning? Because the Lord has been with you. It's worth the Thanksgiving celebration when you really start thinking about it a little bit, of what God has done in our lives. They express that in such a way. You know, when you look in a rear view mirror, there's something to have a general awareness of. We use these words, this too shall pass. Aren't you glad some of that stuff's gone? Amen? Some of those heartaches, and you can look back and think, oh my word. Oh, that at that moment, I thought my life was a wreck, but now it's back here in the rearview mirror in general awareness. God done that. God's faithfulness, we sang about it this morning. Through it all, He's been there. Another thing that I want to mention this morning, the detailed awareness of our lives. Numbers 12:31 says, so I brought the leaders of Judah up on the wall and appointed two large Thanksgiving choirs. Listen to that. I love that. I had to use that this morning. Thanksgiving choirs. Nehemiah brought two Thanksgiving choirs. What? To celebrate the building of the wall. One went on the right and one on the wall toward the refuse gate, and the other went the other direction. If you get it in your mind, they're going to cover the whole wall. It's not now just looking out at the wall in general awareness. Now they're going to walk in detailed awareness of what's about to be thankful for. I think about this morning. These groups went in two different directions. They would stop along the way, if you read the passage of Scripture, they would stop at the different gates and sing the songs of the Thanksgiving choir would sing. And as they went that way, they would stop along the journey and start thanking God, not just for the whole wall, but they would start to thank God for this gate. They stop at the fish gate. Thank God for helping us do this. Thank God for this gate here. Thank God for what He's doing. It was going through in a detailed way in their lives. Now it's not general anymore, but now they've brought it into a detailed vision. They stop at the water gate. They gave thanks individually. Now listen to what I want to point out this morning. Because remember, we talked about Thanksgiving will not happen unless we really make time for it. Nehemiah shows us something here in this celebration of Thanksgiving, is that not only do we thank Him for the general awareness, but we thank Him for the detailed awareness in our lives. I thought about that thinking about walking in my life and thinking about the things. You know, I come to this spot in my life. I thank God for my wife, Robin. She's part of God's plan in my life. But I think now, in a detailed thanksgiving, I thank for her. I'm thankful for her. I thank God for that. I want you to know that, Robin, this morning in this house. I thank God for you. What am I doing? I'm starting to have a detailed. Do you know I can go home, the house is clean. I don't know how it happens. And the yard is mowed. And the car stays different things and she does so many things that you guys are not aware of. But I thank God for her. She has been a great helpmate. I thank God. I go by there and then I thank God for my daughters, Amanda and Megan. And then I thank God for my grandchildren. And what am I doing? I'm not just detailed. Oh God, God has blessed my life. I'm starting to understand, and I'm taking time to be detailed in my life. I thank God for San Jacinto Assembly of God that has put up with me for 17 years. I thank God for the call, and it becomes more realistic in my life. My friend, gentlemen, sometimes we take our wives for granted, and wives, sometimes you take your man for granted. But when's the last time that you had a moment to say, thank God for my wife, for my spouse? Thank God for my Audrey children. My mama had to say that quite often. But, you know, I'm just saying today, it's a detailed Thanksgiving. There's something about time, allotting time. Oh, yeah, I'm thankful for in general overall, but am I thankful for my friendships? Am I thankful for those people in my life? I look at this place right over here, and I thank God for Ray Cook, a pastor that was willing to come from close to Rolla, Missouri, a place with 1,000 trees, and I'm not exaggerating. He had it, there are trees everywhere. Came and says, God, if you will give me but one tree, I'll come. And there was only one tree in front of the parsonage that he came. But I thank God for that man that was willing to come, got on the fire department, and cordoned me into coming to church, and I got saved. Sometimes we forget, we don't, you know, if a turtle is found on a fence post, somebody put that turtle up there. That turtle didn't climb that fence post. And sometimes we need to take time to thank God for those things in our life. Can I tell you, God likes a thankful heart. So what I want to encourage you this morning, you may even thank God for that person that is always challenging your spiritual state. Well, let's try that right quick. Thank God for that person that's always thorning you a little bit. Nobody want to join me? I'm just saying, because with that, you have to grow. But detailed, I oftentimes will throw, yeah, I thank God he's been so good to me. But why not break it down a little closer in detailed awareness of what God has done in your life? Come on, I see posts every now and then, well, I've done this, I've done that, I've done that. There's going to be an awakening one day to that person. Because God has been so good to us. I thank God. As they walked around, listen. As they walked around, two groups walked around. They were singing the Thanksgiving choir. We should have one of those this morning. Thanksgiving choir unto God. As they walked around two different directions, they brought Thanksgiving where it needs to be. If you read the passage of Scripture, they walked. And they all met at the temple. That wasn't by accident. They met in the place that God's presence was supposed to be. They brought their Thanksgiving song, their Thanksgiving choir. They met together in God's room, God's house, God's throne room. Can I tell you, I'm thankful. I really am. I'm thankful for all the things in my life, all the people in my life. But I also got to remember that God is the one that has done it. God is the one. It wasn't by accident that Ray Cook got on the fire department. God sent him. Am I thankful for him? Yes, but I want to be thankful for God. All this Thanksgiving choir ended up back at the temple of God, which at that time is where God would meet the children of Israel. And they gave thanks unto God. They acknowledged that God, oh my word, God, did you know the Bible speaks of every good thing comes from God? James speaks of that. Every good thing in our life comes from God. Do you have a good thing? Do you have a good marriage? Do you have a good home? Do you have good finance? Do you have good things? God has done that. Amen. And they bring it all back around. They went by the gates. They went by the walls. And all this comes together and they come to the point where blessings flow, where all, everything goes. And they, oh God, we thank you, our God. You, Lord God, put this wall together. We thank you for sending Nehemiah. We thank you for sending Ezra. But God, you are the one. We thank you for the blessings in our life. What do? We pour it back where it came from, and we have a heart of gratitude unto the one that has brought it about in our lives. All the way back around to give God the glory and the praise for it. You know, 2 Corinthians 9:8 says this, and God will generously provide all your need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share it with others. I thought my job provided that. I thought my good looks did that. I know y'all said you'd be starving, Pastor. But I'm saying today, we often accredit, yes, my job helped. My job gave me the paycheck. But the fact is, it all belongs to Him. The glory unto God. Our thanksgiving should always end up upward with God. Amen. Someone once said, if in His gifts and benefits God were more sparing and closed-handed, we should learn to be thankful. The greater God's gift and works, the less they are regarded. Martin Luther. And that's true sometimes. A grateful mind is a great mind. Reverend William Secker. The person who has stopped being thankful has fallen asleep in life. There are 138 passages of Scripture that deal with the subject of thanksgiving. Let me know God's interested in it. And Larry Poland made this statement in 1983. Thanksgiving more than a turkey day. Thunder. God liked that one. May we be reminded today, church, to make time for thanksgiving. Allot some times, allocate some time that you set down and you say, I'm going to be thankful. And I'm going to take time for that. And may we have that general overall awareness that God has done tremendous things in our life. And may we be a little more detailed about it as that awareness comes in our lives. Because see, that's where thanksgiving stems out of, is when we take time to be aware. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17, 16-18, Paul writes this to the church. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the option of God. No, it says, this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. In everything, give thanks. And I know sometimes that everything includes some bad things. Amen? But let me tell you, sometimes if you put time aside, you'll realize that God's working in it. God's working through it. And we end up giving God the glory for it. Because we're a better person on the other side of it. Would you stand with me this morning? How many are going to have a Thanksgiving celebration? Amen? Do we have something to be thankful for? Yes, we do. Can we take time this week, not just use the general awareness of it, but can you take this time? If you're a writer, just write a list. Or maybe you need to go to somebody and say, I'm so thankful for you. How's that? I'm expressing it. Maybe you should look at your spouse and say, hey, I'm so thankful for you. Or maybe as parents, we should look at our kids and say something like, I'm so thankful for you. Remember that. Do not put me in a home. My oldest got a problem with y'all. Pray for her. But let me tell you, it is good. Amen? It's good. Aren't you glad you don't walk the journey by yourself? We all have something to be thankful for.